lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What has happened to America? Well, this is the question I've been asking. And as I look into the Word of God, I find out that the truth is not being upheld. And I'm going to read some of those scriptures in just a moment about truth. But we're coming up on elections this year, and I wonder, are you going to take part in any election? Well, if your attitude is, well, we know who's going to win the presidential race or the senatorial race or the school board race or so forth and so forth, if that's your attitude, well, I don't have to vote because I know who's going to, we know who's going to win. Well, if that is your attitude when it comes to elections, you are one of the reasons our country is in the condition it is in. You need to face the facts that if you and I do not take part in what God has instituted, and that is government, if we do not take part in that, then we have no say-so. We have relinquished the things, the privilege that God has given us as children of God, as the people of God, we've relinquished the ability to uphold what God has set forth, and that is the truth. Well, you know, what is truth? The Bible tells us exactly what truth is. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, we understand that Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He's God, according to John chapter 1 and verse 1. And then we keep reading, and there's many scriptures that bear this out. In John chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Truth is Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 and verse 21, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God." In other words, when we do right, when we do truth, it comes to light. And you and I need to be doing truth today. We need to stand up for what is right and stand against what is wrong. We can't do that if we do not take part in voting for those people who are running for any political office today. John chapter 4 and verse 23, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such as to worship Him." We need to understand that He is truth, and we need to worship Him in truth. And when it comes to voting in an election, we need to vote for truth. You say, well, the elections are dirty. Politics, you know, that's a dirty subject. I've heard some people say, "I do not get involved in politics or religion. I do not talk about that." Well, maybe that's the reason our country is one of the reasons our country is in the condition it is. You, as a safe person, you need to be involved. You need to stand up for what is right. You need to stand for the truth and get the truth out. We've relinquished our responsibilities as children of God and as citizens of this country, the United States of America, and we're in a mess. And we need to stand up for the truth, stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible goes on to say there's many verses in John chapter 5 and verse 33. "Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth." This is Jesus speaking. He said, you went to John, and you looked for the truth, and you found the truth. You're a witness to the truth. Well, who is it? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to John, and as he was coming, John the Baptist, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." He is truth, in other words, what he was saying. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. And that's the way we need to be as Christians today, standing up for the truth. We stand up for the truth not only when a preacher stands in the pulpit and proclaims the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, but you and I, as children of God, we have a great responsibility and a great privilege that we can put forth the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can tell people that thus saith the Lord. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means they don't have the truth within them. They've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Why? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. And you keep reading, and the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Who makes us free? Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, how are people going to know the truth unless we give out the truth, unless we tell them about the truth found in the Word of God? And we need to be doing that as saved people today. When we look around and we say, oh, woe is me, this country and this world is in terrible shape, woe is me. Well, we need to quit saying woe is me and happy is me by getting involved and doing our responsibilities of upholding Jesus Christ, the truth, and getting involved in doing what's right in this country, in doing what God says, that we're to obey the laws of this country, and we are to do what God says by getting involved and helping form a government that is standing for the truth. Now, I didn't say that everyone had to be a Christian to be right, but that is great if everyone is would be a Christian. But people, we need to be able to lead and guide by the Word of God and help people to know the truth and help them to stand for the truth. Now, there's many people who are in government who are not saved. Some of those people have a moral compass, and that means they stand for morality. They may not even be saved, but they have a God consciousness, and they stand for truth. And then you have some of those in the government today who are standing for the devil. They're not standing for the truth, but they're standing for lies. And they simply stand for what they can get out of serving in the government. Now, once again, I remind you that if you do not get involved in the voting process, then you are one of the problems of this country. You are not standing up, and you're not being counted. You're not actually doing what you should be doing as a child of God. That may seem harsh to you, but that is the truth. And remember, the truth will set you free. I mentioned this one other time, that at the end of the Constitutional Convention on September 17th, 1787, that a woman by the name of Elizabeth Willing Powell had a question for Benjamin Franklin. He was there. He was part of this Constitutional Convention, of course. And she asked him a question. Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy? And Benjamin Franklin's response was, a republic, if you can keep it. Now, let me remind you that there are people today who stand up, and they have what we would call the soapbox. They stand upon the soapbox, and that means they have a platform to stand on. They're standing there, and they have an audience. And they're giving out this stuff about us being a democracy in this country. This country was not founded as a democracy. Now, it may sound good. And the only reason it sounds good is because they keep saying it, and people start falling for that. This country is not a democracy. This country founded as a republic. Now, let me give you some examples of what a democracy is and what a republic is. The philosophy of democracy is this. In a democracy, the community of people are considered to hold power over how they are governed. Well, that sounds all well and good, doesn't it? But I'm not finished with that. With that definition, it goes on. Kings and tyrants are seen as threats to the innate rights of the people. That's about right. And okay, well, as such, now understand this, as such, all eligible citizens get equal say in decisions. Boy, that sounds really good. That's a democracy. Then we look at a republic. Republics are in opposition to rulership by a single person. All eligible citizens get equal say in decisions through elected representatives. Unalienable rights of individuals are protected by law to safeguard against a majority abusing the minority. We're seeing this today. We're seeing people saying that, well, these people, they had the majority for so long. Let's tear them down now. Let's just go the opposite way and thus make them the minority. Well, the democracy says to do that, but the republic says no, that the people are to be, they are to be represented, and they're not to have a rulership over them, but they are to be able to make decisions for this country. Once again, the democracy definition is rule by majority. In a democracy, an individual and any group of individuals composing any minority have no protection against the power of the majority. Have you heard people saying, well, you know, the we stand for the minority? Well, if they say they have a democracy, if they are for the democracy, they don't stand for the minority of the people, those people who are in minority. They stand for themselves, really. And in variations, people may also elect representatives in a democracy. But notice this. A republic is similar to a representative democracy, except it has a written constitution of basic rights that protect the minority from being completely unrepresented or abused by the majority. You see, we have a constitution. Well, the democracy doesn't stand for a constitution. The democracy stands for rulership. But we are represented in this country not by a democracy, but by a republic. One who is governed by a constitution that says we have basic rights. And those basic rights not only protect the majority, it also protects the minority from being completely unrepresented or abused by the majority. Now notice, what about religion? People say, I don't want to get involved in politics or religion. I just don't want to be involved. I don't want to say anything one way or the other about either one. I don't want to get it. Well, once again, if you have that attitude, then you're part of the problem. But what about religion under democracy? Well, generally, freedom of religion is permitted, although a majority faction may limit religious freedom for a minority faction. But now notice what a republic says and what it is. It's generally freedom of religion, and it's permitted, especially insofar as there is a constitutional prohibition on interfering with freedom of religion. And I don't know if you've caught this yet or not, but a democracy does not have a constitution. A republic does. And we are in a republic at this time. Remember, Benjamin Franklin said, you've got a republic as long as you can keep it. And we're seeing our rights right now dwindle, because people want to say we are in a democracy. Why? Because they want to control everything. They want us to get away from the Constitution and start doing what they want us to do according to what they think is right. Now, one other definition here, the democracy. Individuals may make decisions for themselves, except insofar as a majority faction has limited individuals. They can limit people. Well, the Republic says individuals may make decisions for themselves, especially insofar as there is a constitutional prohibition on interfering with freedom of choice. Now, here we are again. It's a constitutional thing, free choice. Under a democracy, you do not have free choice, and people need to get that in their heads today. They do not have free choice under a democracy. Well, the Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And in order to have the life, the eternal life that is offered you and I as children of God, we need to proclaim the truth. And that truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will set people free. He will give eternal life for all who believe in him, for all who call upon his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's anyone. Anyone can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no discrimination. Call upon him today. If you've never done so, ask him to save you right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.